Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Brianna. How can I help you?
Yes, what is the name of this company, please?
This is a third-party call center. We provide customer service for different companies and products. Can I get your zip code so I can pull up an account?
No. I have a problem with something that was sent to me in an email claiming that if I filled out a survey, I would get a free product worth up to $100. And this turned out to be a scam.
Okay, ma'am. Can I get your zip code so I can pull up that account?
No. Is there a supervisor I can speak to? I want to speak to whoever this company is, not
okay,
a third
ma'am.
Party.
So we're the third-party call center. Even if I were
Do you have the name and the company address,
no,
the phone number? So
no,
who?
Ma'am.
How do you know who you're working for?
We're a third-party call center, ma'am. We just provide
you don't
customer
know who
service.
You're working for.
We just
you don't
provide
know who you're
customer
working
service for the different companies and accounts, ma'am.
Okay, so you don't know who you're working for?
We just provide customer service, ma'am.
So you don't know that you're working for a scam?
Okay, ma'am. Well, if I could pull up your account, I could assist you and even get you transferred over to a supervisor if you like.
10024.
And what is your first and last name, ma'am?
Una Goodman.
How do you spell that, ma'am?
How do you spell what?
Your first and last name.
O-N-A-G-O-O-D-M-A-N.
So was Goodman the last name?
Correct.
Okay, ma'am, I did locate that account. And can you verify an address for security purposes?
251 West 80th, New York, New York.
Yes, ma'am. So I do see here on the account that on the 7th of January, you paid shipping and handling of $7.45 for a purifier that was a free welcoming gift into our Factory Direct Savings store. So the company is Factory Direct Savings. It's stated in the
and then I was charged another $49?
Yes, ma'am. So it's stated in the terms and conditions that when you accepted that purifier, you'd be enrolled in our Gadget Club with a monthly subscription fee of $49.97. And you'd also receive a $125 gift card every month you're enrolled to get other
okay, so
gadgets
that's useless
from our
to me
store.
Because this thing that was sent to me is not a purifier. It's a piece of junk. And it's a total lie. This whole thing is a lie. So is this company part of Better Business Bureau?
No, ma'am, but if you give me one moment, I can go ahead and cancel you out and see what I can do regarding a refund.
So I will send this piece of crap back to Ultra Gadget, 140 West 29th Street, number 154, Pueblo, Colorado. Is that where it goes?
Well, we don't take product back due to safety and health reasons. I can go ahead and cancel your account out and issue a full refund. It will take 3 to 5 business days before you see that back in your account, but they won't receive that product back, ma'am.
So why did they send me this piece of crap?
That's the purifier with the company,
no,
ma'am.
No, it isn't. It's a piece of crap.
Okay, ma'am,
it's a
I
total
do apologize
piece of crap.
About that.
Well, this whole thing is a scam and a lie. So, no, I don't want to be part of any club. I don't want to have any membership, and I don't want to be charged any $50 for nothing.
Okay, ma'am. So I cancel out the account, and I'd issue that full refund. It's going to take 3 to 5 business days before you see that back in your account. Is there anything else I could do for you today?
I can suggest that you get another job with some reputable people so you won't have people like me calling you up and saying these things to you.
Okay, ma'am. Well, thank you for calling.
Because I'm sure you're
service.
Not the thief. I'm sure you are not the thief. But whoever company director, I'd like to know their name. I'd like to know who these people are, because these people are liars.
Okay, ma'am. Well, thank you for calling customer service. I hope you have a good day.